Chapter 3. The Geography of Ireland. After 1922, Ireland became two different regions. On the map, you can see the mainly Catholic Republic of Ireland and the mainly Protestant Northern Ireland. The Republic covers 5/6 of the island. The remaining 1/6 is Northern Ireland, and it is in the northeast of the island, with Great Britain to its east. Ireland is the third largest island in Europe, after Great Britain and Iceland. It lies between the Irish Sea to the east and the Atlantic Ocean to the west. The west coast is wilder than the east coast. The weather is much more extreme there because it gets winds from the Atlantic Ocean. There are also many small islands off the west coast. There are mountains around the coast of Ireland, but the central area is very low and flat. Once there were extensive forests in some parts of Ireland, but people cut them down, and by the 17th century, forests only remained in remote areas. The River Shannon is the main river in Ireland. It is 386 kilometres long and is the longest river in Ireland. It forms three lakes along its course and finally reaches the Atlantic Ocean. The largest lake is Loch Ness. According to legend, the giant Finn McCool was very angry one day. He picked up a piece of earth and threw it into the Irish Sea, creating the Isle of Man, a small island between England and Ireland. This left a hole in the ground, and it filled up with water and became Loch Ness. Many visitors to Ireland comment about how green it is. That's because of the cool temperature and high rainfall. People often say there are 40 shades of green in Ireland, and some people call it the Emerald Isle. The Barren. About 15,000 years ago, glaciers completely covered Ireland. These large rivers of ice took the earth from some of the land in the northwest of Ireland and exposed the flat rock. Today, this huge area of limestone is called the Barren, meaning rocky area. Surprisingly, although the landscape is desolate, water collects in cracks in the limestone and a huge variety of plants grow there. Arctic alpine plants grow next to Mediterranean plants, and even forest plants can survive there. The Barren is famous for this unusual variety of plants, including 22 different types of orchids. Scientists have tried to understand why the Barren has such a variety of plant life. Maybe the abundance of heat and light is responsible. The limestone absorbs heat from the sun and keeps the hills warm in the freezing winter. Also, there is a lot of light from the sea, and this is good for the plants. On the southwestern edge of the Barren, high above County Clare's west coast, stand the cliffs of Moher. These cliffs are 214 metres high above the Atlantic Ocean and 8 kilometres long. There are about 30,000 birds living on the cliffs, representing about 20 different species. Tourists love visiting this place. Aylwee Cave is in the middle of the Barren. You walk through the cave and see an underground river and a waterfall, as well as beautiful stalactites and stalagmites. You can also see the bones of bears there. A farmer discovered the cave in 1944 after he followed his dog inside it. He didn't tell anyone about it for 30 years until 1973, and then cave explorers started to investigate it. The Giant's Causeway. Are we standing on the moon? No, we're in Northern Ireland, looking at another of nature's surprises, the Giant's Causeway. A causeway is a road or path over wet ground. This is probably the most popular tourist attraction in Northern Ireland. It is famous for its 40,000 columns of basalt running from the Antrim Plateau into the sea. The tops of the columns make a path of stepping stones, and these disappear into the sea. Most of the columns are hexagonal, and the tallest columns, nearer the mountain, are about 12 metres high. These extraordinary columns are the result of a volcanic eruption 60 million years ago. Of course, in the past, people didn't understand about volcanoes, so they created a legend to explain the origins of the place and gave the site its strange name. According to one legend, a Scottish giant, Ben Andonna, challenged the Irish giant, Finn McCool, to a fight. Finn accepted the challenge and built the causeway all the way to Scotland so the two giants could meet and fight. Ben Andonna crossed it enthusiastically, but when he saw the ferocious Finn McCool, he became afraid. He ran back to Scotland, destroying the causeway behind him, and then Finn couldn't follow him. The columns we see today are from that magnificent causeway.